Good morning, pet lovers. Welcome to our podcast where we dive into the world of irresponsible and responsible pet ownership from the mobs of urban and suburban. I'm your host, Mr. Burn Sativa.
And I'm your co-host, Jamie C. How's everybody doing today?
We gotta be doing good. Beautiful day out here in Pennsylvania. Warm.
Very warm. So today we're going to talk about horses and dogs, and of course the video that is posted on our Instagram with the horse on the beach and the dogs that of course are not leashed, and the owner of the horse having to ask the owners of the dog to get their dogs away from the horse.
And we're going to talk about Walmart and Target and your pets. All right, we're going to jump this off real quick. So if you can tell in the video, the horse... Well, the woman who was on top of the horse actually controlled the horse very well.
But she also stated on the video that the horse was approached by dogs in the past. So, that's probably why the horse wasn't spooked like probably some other horses that may not see dogs before.
Right. But I believe she had...
She did have good control of the horse, though, yes.
Yeah, and...
Lucky for her, because that horse was... Of course, the horse can take out a dog.
Yeah, and these were real, like... You know, I'm a pet lover, but these are ankle biters, okay? And if you look at the video, watch the video, the woman literally aggravates me. People who do this with their animals aggravate me, literally. Her dog is barking. How far was this woman? If you look in the video, at least 15 yards from the dog. 10, 15 yards.
And the horse owner had to keep asking her over and over again to get your dog.
Did you see how far away the lady was and how long it took her to get to her dogs? She kept calling the dogs, and the dogs were not paying no attention. That's what I remember I tell people. I even tell Jamie this. You never repeat your commands with your dogs. Don't. Because they get accustomed to it, and it doesn't even work anymore.
And the reason the dogs weren't paying attention is they see this horse. It's a new animal. They probably never saw a horse before. So what? It strikes the dog's curiosity. And dogs do what dogs do, and they start barking at the horse to try to figure out what it is.
Okay, so in the animal world, horses are prey, and the dogs are predators, okay? So when they interact, the horse... Well, the horse can actually damage a dog real
Of course. Bad kick, and that's done.
But that's not even the problem. What happens about the people that the horse could run into, or the rider of the horse? And that's a big thing. But we're not here to talk about the horse. We're talking about those people just...
not controlling their dogs. You know what I've noticed by watching a lot of videos and just seeing things in from my own personal view? Mm-hmm. Why is it that the owners of small dogs feel that their dogs don't need to be on the leash, but... I'd say 8 out of 10 times those with large dogs are always leashed.
Wow. You know what? That's fucking banging. I never thought about it. She's right. That's an observant of a woman. Yeah. That is true. And they think their dog does no damage.
Because they're a little dog, so they think that it's harmless, and that's definitely not true. I mean, yes, little dogs can still bite. Maybe the bite is not as severe, but they still bite. And I'm sorry, I've seen a lot of more... aggressive little dogs than I have bigger dogs.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Well, a lot of the little dogs,
their bark is bigger than their bite, but they still come off aggressive. When a little dog comes up to you and just does nothing but bark, that's aggressive.
Yeah.
No matter how you look, just because you're a little dog doesn't mean it's not aggressiveness.
No. She's right. You're right. No, you're absolutely. Could that, if it was the same, if the shoe. The feet was on the
shoe. Was in the other foot.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah. Wait. If the muzzle was on the other dog, yeah, the big dog, well, you're aggressive because I get that from Chico a lot. We get that from Chico, how he acts. And the first thing is, you an aggressive dog? Oh, remember the lady at the apartment when I was moving into that place? And.
He comes off as aggressive because he barks a lot, but he's the sweetest dog you've ever met.
Yeah. No. One problem I had about those people, well, the everyday people who do these things, okay? Why do they move exponentially? Slow, like I'm going now in my conversation when they're trying to get their dog. She did not apologize. Like if my dog runs off and... He doesn't run off, or how can I put this? If my dog interacts with somebody improperly, the first thing I do, I apologize, forgive me. You know, I didn't have my dog. I don't know, constrained, because my dog's always constrained, right?
Yeah, he's always on a leash.
But I mean, like, if we're in a park somewhere and somebody just approaches and shit like that, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's my baby, so we do apologize for our kids at times, but there's certain people who just shouldn't have their dog. Like, if you watch that video, I don't know how it doesn't bother anybody. Maybe it'll bother people. It wouldn't bother people that allowed this to happen with their animal. You can look at all the videos I have posted, right? You're right. They walk up to their little dogs, or they don't even look at my videos on Instagram. And you see all the videos with little dogs that are not unleashed, how the owners go up, react with them. What do you think about that, Jimmy? Am I right?
You're exactly right. They feel like it's okay. They feel like the person asking you to get your dog is wrong.
Yes, and then they start an argument, and
they want to fight, they want to argue, they want to say it's the other person's fault, when all you had to do was have your dog on a leash. Plain and simple.
Or trained.
No, even trained. When you're out in public, your dog should always be leashed, because your dog can be the best trained dog ever.
Yep.
But you don't know what another person or another animal is going to do to antagonize your dog.
Yep.
That may set your dog off. And if he's not on a leash, you don't know what's going to happen. So anytime in public, your dog should be leashed.
Anytime. I got a story to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you that story because it's not appropriate when it with Chico in the river. But
yeah, we're not going
to
talk about that story.
Whoever that woman was, and was there a couple on the beach? Was it a couple?
I believe it was a couple, yes.
And the only one speaking was the woman. Wasn't the gentleman to say anything about it? No.
No. Only the woman.
No.
Okay. You know who wears the pants in that family.
Oh. We're not going to go there on that one. Okay. Next. Have you noticed, and this is new to me, because a few years ago, I went on a date. Well, I wasn't on a date. I was hanging out with a friend. She brought her dog into Walmart on a leash.
Well, Walmart does allow service animals as long as they are leashed. However.
Okay, this is going to get good.
They don't require marking, so I don't know if you've ever been in Walmart, but everybody takes their dog into Walmart.
Yeah.
Leashed and not leashed. The little dogs, they put them in the top of the cart where the kids would sit. They're not on a leash.
Right.
But the problem is when you look at Walmart's policy, they talk about service dogs, but you have service dogs and you have ESA dogs, emotional support animals. And I think that Walmart, to avoid conflict, doesn't say anything about any dog, because at this point, you don't know what's a service dog and what's not a service dog, because from what I've been told, not all service dogs have to wear like the service dog vest.
Really?
Yes, and emotional support animals don't necessarily have to wear anything stating that they're emotional support. So I believe that Walmart just doesn't, you know.
Is it like, don't ask, don't tell?
It's just like, yeah, we're not going to get into it. We're not going to fight with our customers about it. However, I have seen that the leash policy is not enforced either, because like I said, a lot of the little dogs, they just put up in the cart where the children would normally sit. And they're obviously not on leashes. Now, the bigger dogs that are walking, I've really never seen any bigger dogs not be on a leash in Walmart. But I guess Walmart just doesn't want to. And Target has the same policy. They allow service dogs as long as they're leashed. However, I don't see many dogs going into Target the way I do Walmart.
Now I'm going to talk a lot of shit. Now, is it because of the class of people that go to Walmart and they go to Target? Because a lot of weirdos.
I wouldn't say it has to do with the class.
Man, there's a lot of weirdos that go to Walmart.
I'm not a weirdo, and no. I prefer Walmart over Target. I feel like Target shit is junk, some of it. I go to Target and I get stuff, and it's junk. I prefer Walmart to Target. I don't take my dog into Walmart. He's an ESA dog, but I don't take him in. But
I never knew London was an ESA.
Yes. Well, he's not legally ESA, but he is my ESA dog.
She had a corrector, so.
But I could make him ESA any day if I needed to. But I just feel like, I don't think it has anything to do with class. I just feel like there are more people in general, regardless of class, that go to Walmart simply because Walmart is cheaper than Target.
But I see all the weirdos go there. The color-haired ones, or
well, you
the,
can't say that. That means that they're the, weird. You're being stereotypical. And that's well, listen, not right. Well, we're not going to do that on the show.
Okay, wait. How about the? They are weirdos. They okay. I'm going to talk about the color-haired.
There's weirdos everywhere.
There's more weirdos seen at Walmart than there are on Target.
Because again, there are more people that patron Walmart over Target because of the pricing.
Yeah.
It's just
okay.
A known fact.
Wait, because what?
The pricing.
Different class of people.
That's not necessarily true. You have people that have money that go into Walmart. Just because you have money doesn't mean that you have to spend it like you don't got like you have it.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that have money, a lot of rich people that don't live beyond their means and live normal lives. Keanu Reeves is a perfect example. Still takes the subway, sits out and talks with people in public.
I like him. He's a good guy.
He doesn't live like he's rich, so you can't even say that.
Did you see when he gave up that his seat for that woman?
I've seen them all.
Oh, I fucking love that dude. He's fucking
great. I've seen them all. You have a lot of people that are rich that don't walk around having... Adam Sandler's another one.
Really?
He don't walk around in fancy clothes. He's walking around in Walmart clothes and just looking like a normal person. And there's a bunch of people that have money that are in Hollywood and are still normal people. So I wouldn't even classify it as that.
Okay. But the truth is, there are more weirdos in Walmart that go there. I gotta be honest. Listen,
I'm not going to back that up.
She's just too nice. I'm gonna just give it how it is. There's more weirdos in Walmart that they don't want to approach them because there's weirdos. I understand. Have you seen those arguments there in Walmart?
Could be the most non-weirdest looking person and they're still not going to approach you. The only time they're going to approach you in Walmart is if they feel like you're stealing.
Okay.
And sometimes they don't even do that because some of the people, like the little people at the self-checkouts and all that, I know for a fact that they have to see people not ringing everything up, but they're not going to sit there and start a fight and possibly get physically hurt for a $5 bag of potato chips or whatever it is.
Yeah, potato chips are expensive these days. Anyways, I say Walmart had the most weirdos. She say no, I believe it does. The whole point is Walmart allows people to walk their dogs into Walmart. I never seen a dog poop or pee, but it's just shocking to me that I've seen these. Well, and it was new to me because I'm like, what are you doing with your dog? Walked right in my, what the fuck? It blew me away. Never have I thought that would occur. Well, maybe in the day and age we live in now, but now when I was young, I don't ever saw anybody bring no dog into Walmart. How old am I? I'm 49. Right, 49?
Yes.
Do I remember 20 years ago?
Man, no, 20 years ago. Too old to remember 20 years ago.
I don't remember back when I was young that they had any dogs going to Walmart.
No, they didn't when we were kids. Not at all.
That is true. It was the time we lived. Okay, well, now, we're going to have to let you guys go because we're kind of in a rush. We got all the things we're working on. But. Key thing is this. Keep your dog leashed. Please keep your dog leashed. Be mindful of the other person that around you. I don't care if you think your dog is the most cutest and
non-violent, non-aggressive, precious dog in the world. Remember, it's for your own dog safety, because if there's another dog that's not on a leash and attacks your dog, that leash on your dog is going to be your friend and may help you get your dog away from that other dog quicker than not being on a leash.
Oh, did you ever see that video where there's this woman was walking her dog in the street, right? It was a little dog, like London. And she had a leash, and another dog came. She picked up her dog, and she was swinging her dog around. She was nervous, though. Her dog was swinging around like a purse. You know what I'm talking about, like this?
I don't. My mother had a very similar experience. She was out walking her little dog, and right. A pit bull got out of its yard and came after my mother. Well, came after my mother's dog. And my mother had the leash, and she was able to pick her dog up by the leash. He wasn't harmed because he had a harness.
Gotcha.
And was able to get him up. Now, the dog kept going at him while he was in my mom's arms, and finally the homeowner came out. Couldn't prove that the dog had rabies shots or anything like that, so it was a whole thing that they had to go through. But keep your dog on a leash.
It wasn't with Dodger?
No, it was Dodger, yes.
It was Dodger?
Keep your dog on a leash, because if your dog is walking a few feet ahead of you and another dog comes up and you can't get to your dog to pick him up in time, you don't know what's going to happen to your dog. Big or little, keep your dog on a leash at all times.
All the time. Okay, I don't care. I repeat it. Your dog...
For your own dog's good.
Well, we're going to let you go because I want to talk more about this class of people in Walmart, but, you know, she don't want to talk about it. I'm just talking shit. You can email us at stupidpeoplewithpets@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on here. Email us. Tell us your story about your pets, okay? Or story you seen with irresponsible people.
Responsible people. Yeah. We like the responsible pet owners, too.
Yep. Like, yeah. And it, you know, I'm going to place another video after this one of a responsible pet owner, okay?
And that will be the talk of the next show, is the responsible one.
Yeah, we are. Well, I'm going to let y'all go. Love your pets, okay? I'm starting to believe in adopt now. Because I'm seeing a lot of those,
Yes, adopt. Don't shop.
Yeah, don't buy no pet at a pet store.
I mean, obviously, we believe that every pet deserves a home. But you know that when these pets are put into the shelters and things like that, some of them are killed, some of them are non-kill. I've seen animals in non-kill shelters be in shelters for 2-3 years. So we got to do better. So adopt. Don't shop.
Yep, I'll be going to end with that. Adopt. No shop. I'm Mr. Burns ID, and that is... Hey, come on. I'm listening, Jamie. Your name?
Jamie C.
I'm just bowing. Y'all have a good day. Talk to y'all later.